You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we are doing an all-radio obituary episode tonight. Hopefully you've been enjoying it so far. We celebrated at the beginning of the show National Cheese Ball Day, and it's all been as festive ever since. So, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Not yet is the answer. Now on to the radio obituary for Tom Goodkind, the leader, advocate, artist, and Renaissance man of Lower Manhattan. In addition to all of the neighborhood-focused work that he did, very active activist, you might say. He was also a music lover who had his own band, most recently in Lower Manhattan, called the Tri-Battery Pops, whose logo was even designed by Stan Lee. But back in the 80s, he co-founded the Washington Squares, and I also had some interesting music back in decades before that. Tom Goodkind just passed away at 65. Let's start off with one of those older pieces. From 79, I do believe this is. I had it on a cassette. My cassette collection was ridiculous in the day. So much gone. It's the radio obituary for Tom Goodkind right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good morning. Time for tea.
Excuse me. By the way, you're still listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on WMFO Medford. And we are working on that all radio obituary episode, as we mentioned before. Still going there. Let's see, but guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. Already? How'd that happen? The Weasel Radio Obituary is for Skip Groff, the record producer, DJ, and owner of Yesterday and Today Record Store, also known as Y&T, in Rockville, Maryland. He was considered by many the center of Washington, D.C.'s punk and alternative music scenes. He operated the independent record label Limp Records from 78 through 82. He was a DJ on WINX, WAVA, and WPGC. And he worked with so many people at the store. Slicky Boys, The Damned, Minor Threat, all kinds of people. And he also produced albums for The Slicky Boys, Raz, Bad Brains, Teen Idols. It's a big list. Skip was great. Skip Groff just passed away at 70. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary with monkey content, finally, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tuning your guitar. In order for you to play with this record, we must tune your guitar to ours. We will start with the first string. Pick all strings open. Open, 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 open.
We'll be right back. touch me, Linda, even more than when I touch myself. Cause when you touch me, Linda, you won't be touched by nobody else. We go to the rat on Saturday night, and then we'll see the damn do I feel alright. We fall asleep to a dino beach with you right there by my reach. Cause we're alone with the only real people. Just you and me were the only real people. Wow! God! Well, I got women all over the world. Which one do I always pick? I don't want no Jenny Bopper, just a girl with a maverick. You can mess up with Sally, then I gotta shout. You feel the good when you bawl me out. A guy like me must be real lucky. Have a girl like you that loves to play hockey. Cause we're alone with the only real people. Just you and me were the only real people. You drive me really loco like a thunder train. Cause you're in any pain. I ain't got another to lose. That's why I ain't got to choose.
Before we move along here at Bubbles in the Think Tank in this all-radio obituary episode, I should share a public service announcement with you, the listener. A texting driver is 23 more times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org to learn more. WMFO in Medford has brought this message directly to you. The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Fred Foster. For Fred Foster, the American record producer, songwriter, and music business executive who founded Monument Records. He was closely associated with Roy Orbison, but also the early careers of Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. Fred Foster just passed away at 87. We have this guideline here in the radio obituaries. I don't share all my guidelines in the obits. I really don't. Some of them you've probably figured out, though. One of which is generally, if Skeeter did the song, we play it. Generally. But she got nudged out on two tonight, but not the third. So, oh, poor little Skeeter. I just thought that was a little too much. But it's okay. She got nudged out, and she made it into this obit, but got also nudged out on a different song. Go figure. It's very complicated, like I was telling you before. But we're going to start this next obit with her. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary for Fred Foster right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Till the early morning. right?
I think so. He's out back watching the levels.
Picking sweethearts for somebody else. I'm just a fall guy for somebody else. When I fall in love, starting all anew, happy as can be. Someone comes along, they have tea for two, the leaves are left for me. I've often been a best man, but never a groom. For me, wedding blossoms were never in bloom. And I realize when I'm holding hands, every time I look into new eyes, I'm picking sweethearts for somebody else. Eyes, I'm picking sweethearts for somebody else.
Let's see, that puts us down to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Andy Anderson, the English drummer, known for his work with The Cure and Steve Hillage. Andy Anderson just passed away at 68. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. The penultimate radio obituary is for Georgia Engel, the American actress best known for having played Georgette Franklin Baxter in the successful sitcom, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was also on Everybody Loves Raymond and a bunch of other sitcoms, tons of movies, received 5 Primetime Emmy Award nominations. Georgia Engel just passed away at 70. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Love makes lovers worry, love makes lovers fret, but here's a fact on which we can depend. Just like long ago when Romeo loved Juliet, love is always lovely in the end.
Romeo and Juliet was a tragedy, madam.
Oh, I never read reviews. Love can start a quarrel, love can cause a din, but love has always been a trusty friend. 'Twas a happy fate for Hank the Eight and Anne Boleyn. Love is always lovely in the end.
I must point out, madam, that Anne Boleyn lost her head.
Yes, she was in love. Love was good to Eve and Adam.
Here we go again.
And Samson and Delilah too.
Good grief. May I pose a question, madam?
Why, yes, of course.
Why does nothing I say to you ever get through?
Don't mind if I do. Sneaks up behind you, love drops from above, but love would never consciously offend. Love has certainly been kind to me and my true love. Love is always lovely in the end.
But your late husband was a brute.
I don't mean him, you silly coot.
Oh, madam.
Love is always lovely.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Love is always lovely in the end. Love is always lovely in the end.
Lily Tomlin, Gracie Allen, Carol Burnett, Lucy Ball, Tina Fey, Whoopi Goldberg. When it comes to comedy, giants all. Sad to say, I'm just a singer. How I wish I could make them laugh. But when it comes to comic timing, guess you might say I'm just better at rhyming. Perhaps this funny business is just not my call.
You don't have to be a comic to make them laugh, Julia. Like you always say, you don't have to be a singer to sing. Being a comedian's a lot like being a singer. Just make the best of what you got.
But women like Gilda Radner and Bea Arthur are just naturally funny. And Betty White,
my dear friend,
and Ellen DeGeneres. Now take me, for instance, Georgia. I ain't exactly Madeline Kahn. And I could go on and on, as you know. But I managed to get a few laughs in each of my shows. So I thought I'd come to you. I just had to resort to a little support from a friend.
I'm here for you, girl. You know, when I'm with you, just hanging around, don't you know we laugh all the time?
Yeah.
And the truth of it is, you're just as funny as you can be.
I know. I'm a natural ham. A rattle brain. guitar, you got it. It's like you say, I always say, you don't have to be a singer to sing.
That's right, anyone can do it in the shower.
It just takes a dash of courage
to get over your reserve,
a tablespoon of confidence,
and a bucket full of nerve.
You don't have to have a great big voice
or God's gift of rhythm in your soul,
but at least you got to know enough to carry a tune.
Dare to stick it out there past the fear and get a grip.
Have the stuff to get up on that stage and let her rip. But you don't have to be a singer to
don't have to be a singer to sing. Now take me for instance, Julia. I ain't exactly Maria Callas, and I never played the palace, but I managed to croon a few tunes on old Broadway. Now my range is kind of short, so I'd sometimes resort support from a friend.
I'm here for you, girl.
Thank goodness. You see, most of my notes are so remote that to me I sound like a billy goat. But I tell you my secret if you promise you never tell. I got four good notes, and none of them's a mommy note. And beyond that, it all sounds to me like a yelp.
Oh,
that's right, I got four good notes, and none of them's a money note. And beyond that, girl, I probably need some help.
See, now I don't do that often, but I'm doing it tonight because I didn't realize that was going to be 6 minutes and 50 seconds of that. I hate to be so disrespectful during the radio obituaries, but sometimes it just has to be done. I'm sorry, Georgia Engel. I'm sorry. The ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Kent Harris, the American songwriter and record producer best known as the writer of novelty tunes such as Shopping for Clothes, Cops and Robbers, which was a hit for Bo Diddley. He also worked under pseudonyms including Ducky Drake and Boogaloo and the Gallant Crew. Kent Harris just passed away at 88. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
morning for the break of day. The party just started to get underway. All the girls sitting round nice and clean while the boys do a dig in the scene. All night long blowing bebop sounds and that jive ain't moved a soul. Then somebody broke out with some low down blues and the house jumper ready to roll. Are you talking about a party? Jumped up with her feet in the air and started dancing all around the ceiling. She said, oh, my stars, just look up. Yeah, they playing the music with a feeling. I say, look at here, Mom, now what's the deal on you? She said, I'm from Newport News. She said, there ain't many things that I like in this world, but I'm crazy about the honky-tonky blues. You talk about jumped in through the back door, bumped against the table, knocked the cake on the floor. He looked around with a real sly grin, then fell on his knees and did it in. Some chick thought it funny, she got to sniggling and giggling. She said, look here at this pig. But my boy jumped up with two stones in his eyes and ran back and tightened the wig. You talk about money! About the time they got to serving barbecue, in jumped Boogaloo with his gal and crew. They ate the spare ribs and all the potato salad too, and didn't even take time to say thank you. They were dragged up a stomp from their head to their toes, and sure wore some jive style clothes. Then they walked out the door to come back no more, and splitting the 98 O's. Are you talking about?
suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all in sport clothes, like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
Ooh, you made a deal, so.
Ooh, that collar's pure camel hair.
Ooh, well, you can just set that right there on that chair. Back there and you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but your
credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Ooh, pure herringbone.
That's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up every day.
And that nearly wraps up tonight's radio obituary for Kent Harris, and also nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're about ready to hand it over to Georgia from Granola Girl, sitting in for James tonight. We miss James when he's not here, but I've got a feeling about her. She's on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., so you might want to check her out if you like it tonight. But like I said, one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to Georgia to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. We hope you'll hang out with us all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and keep your radio in tune or your online device of choice. Keep it on WMFO all week long. We'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick shaking action on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.